الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونستغفر ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ولنا محمد عبده ورسوله فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. Respected Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Ulama-e Kiram, Aziz Talaba, we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman. Allah Ta'ala has made us from the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala has chosen us for the sake of learning the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The object is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has brought us to this great institute in particular, where the Mizaj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Mizaj of our Kabirin can come into us and at the same time use us for the khidmat of deen as Allah Ta'ala accepted our pious elders. We, of course, are related to the Ashab-e Suffa. That is why many of our Akabirin say we must compare our lives with the people of Suffa. Wherever we find, alhamdulillah, we are according to them, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And in whatever shortcomings we have, make istighfar and tawbah, because that is our work. Ashab-e Suffa means the madrasa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, tilawat al-Qur'an al-Kareem, tazkiyah, and what you call hikmat, that means the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All that, whether it be a maktab, whether it be a darulum, whether it be the khusus of hadith, all that is part and parcel of this great deen, to protect this deen, to bring this deen in our lives, and to take this deen to the four corners of the world. We have to make shukr further, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our link with our akabirin and buzurgan in deen, the ulama-i diyoband. Of course, in other parts of the world, so there were very great ulama, very great akabirin, that made great khidmat of deen, made great sacrifices for the sake of deen. But the deen that has reached us here and in many parts of the world is our Kabirin and Muzrukan deen. That is why it is very, very important for us to see that we stay in line with them and we do not do anything that brings disrepute to them. Hazrat Mawlana Ataul Munim, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Shah Atallah Shah Bukhari Rahim Hassan once said that we take the name of Shaykh Al-Him Rahmatullah Alayhi, then he said, look into the mirror in us, look into our lives and see the life of the Shaykh Al-Him Rahmatullah Alayhi and see that how much of Shaykh Al-Him's thoughts and ideas and lives we have brought into our life and his fikr and concern. If we do not bring it into our lives, then he said it will be a shame for us on the day of Qiyamah to take us the Shaykh Al-Him's name. And then our lives are completely diverse to our taqabins and ways, Brother Shaykh Al-Him Rahmatullah Alayhi. That is why who we are, we hear ulama-i diyoban, ulama-i diyoban. We have heard from our taqabins, Buzurgani Deen also, Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, outlined in detail four or five important points what ulama-i diyoban is. And they say that ulama-i diyoban does not mean that four walls of the madrasa. In reality, we know when the challenges of deen were very, very great, what is happening today is nothing new. In fact, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah Ta'ala commanded everyone to make sajda towards Adam ala Nabiyyin alayhi salatu wasalam, and Iblis refused at that particular time, from that very time till today, there has always been a war between haq and batil. Between a person who makes akal paras and a person who makes accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subjugates him to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where shaitan said, khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min teen, we apply his logic. And deen is not to apply our logic, but deen is to see what the command of Allah ta'ala is. That is why Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah states, I never ever allow my emotions to overcome my logic, and I never allow my logic to overcome any law of Sharia. Where Sharia is there, I don't apply my logic. And that is why in the Masail al-Aqliya also, Hazrat Hanif Rahman expressed in very detail, it is not permissible for that person to read this kitab who will make amal because of some benefit in amal. And that benefit means physical benefit. Physical benefits are there. But the object is not that. The object is not the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise the person will end up following his nafs. What he thinks of benefit, he will follow. What he thinks not benefit, he will not follow. That is why many, many people try and prove science, Islam through science. And that is very, very sad. In fact, science can be proved to Islam, not Islam through science. And once we have brought Iman upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we do not need anything else to see that we are on the correct path. Because this is wahi from Allah Ta'ala's side. And every act of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was wahi. Initially or ultimately it is wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In India, at the moment also, they are going through a very, very tough time. One brother from Kashmir came and said that in the last month or 2 months ago, they were forced in every place in Kashmir which was supposed to be a Muslim province totally. That on a particular day they were supposed to say some words regarding Kufr, Ram, and to take photo of it and send it to the army. If they did not take the photo and send it to the army, then the visit would come to the madrasa. That means forcing people to say Kufriyat. And of course, out of pressure also of a person, the darkness of Kufr definitely comes into the heart. And there's nothing new. It happened in the olden days to our Kabirin and Muzrugani Deen when the British tried. And we know there is a time from Chandni Chowk right up to Delhi that every tree that was dead, a body of some aling was hung to show that they do not come near an aling and to keep them away from deen. And when the Quran Kareem was taken, that until this Quran exists, then we will never be able to rule India. There is a time, around that time, our Akabirin made jihad also. In 1857, we must study our Akabirin history. And outwardly, because of some munafiqeen, the jihad was unsuccessful. Outwardly means from the physical point of view. Although physically, there is no unsuccess in jihad. If you look at our Akabirin, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid, if you look at what you call Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he took his forces forward, he said, I have need of the people that love death more than what you love life. For a moment, if his life goes also, it's success. If Allah gives him victory, it's also success. But from the world of point of view, sometimes you have sought out of defeat, and Allah has got many hikmahs of that. In Uhud we did, where our covenant is, what the objectives are. At that particular time, unfortunately, because outwardly there was defeat, then our Akabirin got together and made a lot of dua. And then we know that Bunyad and then foundation was put, which is known as Darul Diyoban. Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was a Shaykh of Hazrat Gangohi, Hazrat Nanoti, Hazrat Thani Rahimullah, when he was written to him in Makkah Mukarramah that now we have started a madrasa. And what is a madrasa? 113, no big buildings like this that we have in our places. No big students, no big elan, one student and one teacher under a tree. Then Hazrat Haji Sahib Rahmatullah was this, that he did not know how many nights, how many people have stayed a night crying for the preservation of deen. And this will be the preservation of deen. Now we have to change our tactics and see how we can preserve deen when the objective is to make the people murtad throughout India. So that is our history. Our history is this, we have to preserve the deen under all circumstances. And that is why Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi, Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullahi said that we must always keep in mind what our Akabirin, what does Diyoban mean? Diyoban does not mean that four walls are in Diyoban. We can be in their four walls, but if we do not subscribe to these concerns or this definition of our Akabirin, then we are not Diyobandis. And a person can be in any part of the world and we subscribe to the Diyobandi. Like the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if some masjid is done in front of us, and we do not subscribe to it, then you are not part and parcel of that mass yet. And you can be in any part of the world and some wrong is done, and wrong is done in another part of the world, and you do not object to that particular wrong, whatever means we have, then we are part and parcel of that particular mass yet. So I said the first and foremost is this, that is ilahi susan ho. The ardent love of Rasulullah, the burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iske ilahi ki susan ho. So much love that we are prepared to forgo everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you look at our akabirin, they gave their lives in that particular way. Hazrat Shaykh Unhim rahmatullahi, when he passed away, people did not know when ghusl was given. His whole body from the back was eaten up. It resembled the body of the Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, because he also burnt in the jail in Malta, and the only one thing they wanted him to do, that just give the fatwa that jihad is not necessary. If the Shaykh Unhim were prepared to give such a fatwa, and at that particular time, to make a samjota, as we say, to compromise the deen, they were prepared to give him, become the king of India. But he preferred to go in a jail. He preferred to go through all the difficulties and all the severe persecutions and difficulties that he had gone through, that his whole body from the back was completely burnt. And there's not only Shaykh Unhim rahmatullahi alayh, that was the love of Allah that they had. It is stated of Hazrat Mullah Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullahi alayh also, who was a Sikh and therefore Iman in Islam, his body was also of the same nature. And many of our companies, the persecution they faced in jails, and they did not give up the deen, they were only asked to say certain things. The hukumat of that particular time may be happy with it, but they did not in any way compromise the deen whatsoever. And they spoke haq wherever it may be. It is written on the Munawat Allah Shah Sahib Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was in jail, and somebody, the viceroy came. Viceroy was that person who used to rule India. India was under his rule. There was undivided India still. And then they are outwardly very, very sweet. They have daggers behind them. They go and see the main people who are jailed, try and buy them over. And he said, "Can I do something for you?" Then immediately they said, "Take your bags and go back from where you came." So the person who was translating did not want to translate. He said, "Tell him what I'm saying, that this is not his place. He must take his bags and go back from where he came." So that is the type of hug they had. And that was because of the love of Allah Ta'ala that they had. That firm yakin upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah. That for anything they were prepared to do everything for the sake of deen. That is why you see that ishqi ilahi, great people like Hazrat Nanoti rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullahi, who are giants of that particular time. Hazrat Nanoti, Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullahi was such a person that Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi also used to make islah by him and refer in matters where had some sort of ishkal towards him. But they also became bad to Hazrat Haji sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, just to further, they had ishq ilahi. Who could doubt the ishq ilahi? They had what you call sifat ihsan, but there is no limit to this. So they also took bad just before the ishq ilahi. Today we see that there is very, 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 very great, we look at it, need as far as that is concerned, where the talama I'm talking of, Zakaria to and many other madaris here, alhamdulillah, Fath Hazrat Muhammad Hamid sahab, we have what you call, that fikr is there, that all that fikr and that concern must be there for Islam, and to build the ishq ilahi in our heart. Once ishq ilahi is heard in our hearts, then all our problems will be solved. Every problem that we have in our lives, or we as a ummah are facing, because Allah's love is not to the degree that we should have in our heart. There is no doubt the moment we read kalima, Allah's love is there. But the Allah's love, the degree is so great. And Allah's love is concerned the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And the marifat of Allah Ta'ala never ends. We know in hadith of Shafaat, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go, Shafaat al-Kubra, and he will make sajda to Allah Ta'ala, then come the hadith, books of the hadith, kitab of hadith, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say such praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that never ever before he knew the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such sifat will be exposed. And Hazrat Mawlana Idris sahab, Mirati rahmatullah, used to make this transcribe of Ustad, that Allahu Akbar, that the whole creation get together, they can never ever say the praise of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's sifat are unlimited, will never, never end. So great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ishq ilahi has got no boundary. And that is why, of course, the great ishq نبی علیہ السلام ہیں, جن انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ہیں, جن صحابہ کرام ہیں, جن متقی الاقابرین ہیں, بزرگان دین ہیں. But there is no limit as far as that is concerned. And for that, for us to achieve, to stay in the company of Aqabin is very, very important. This Ishq-e Ilahi and company of Aqabin is so important that it is stated that if a person link with Aqabin breaks, then it is very, very important, very easy for him to be misled, very, very easily. Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Nomani Rahmatullah Alayhi, what a great person was, Shah Sahib Shagrid, debate of his time too, and he had Ishqal regarding a certain person. So he was actually, he was influenced by a certain person who was not too much on Haq. And some Ishqal and some questions he had in his heart. Anyway, Hazrat Shaykh sent him to Raipur. Hazrat Raipur Rahmatullah Alayhi was such a person that Hazrat Mawla Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah says that when we should make gush in the Mewatis, and their effect is to come to us because of they should worship Hindus, worship the gods of the Hindus, then to wash away the darkness, either is to make a tikaf in Nizamuddin for 3 days or 5 days, whatever was necessary, or go in the company of the Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayh, where they say, Patte Patte Se Allah Nikalta Tham. He came to the Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayh with those ishkalat that he had. Hazrat told him, not now, sometime later, 1-2 days later, 3 days. Then Hazrat asked him, Bhai Mawla Manzoor, aapki kaun se ishkal hai, kya baat hai? He said, Hazrat, now all the ishkals are gone. Sitting in a company of Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayh in that Nurani Mahal, automatically that whatever ishkalat were there, the darkness in the heart is there because it got washed away and all the ishkals were gone completely. From vice versa, all of us, if we have ta'alluq with those people who do not have love of Allah in their heart. In fact, in one hadith, he doesn't relate it, that from non-Muslims stay away so far that you cannot even see the houses. Although the hadith has some kalam in it, but it shows that what you call ikhtilat unnecessary with non-Muslims and ghairi jinns is so harmful, can it take your iman away. When we will sit in their company, that the darkness in their hearts will affect our hearts too. So Allah Ta'ala also grant us tawfiq to make this fikr and concern of our Islam, and inshallah reach the end stage as far as we can, that the true love of Allah Ta'ala enters our hearts where we give our life for the sake of deen, and that the jazba comes in our life. Because the jazba will come only when we have the love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. Allah bring the jazba into our hearts. So the second thing, as far as Diyobul one is that Ishq-e Ilahi ki suzan ho, tamam rusubat mein bashwe tohid-e khalis par itimad, that while abstaining from all sort of innovation, then to be steadfast in pure tawheed. Pure tawheed is so important. We know that the mawzu of the Quran Kareem is tawheed and introducing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some ulama say there is no complete kitab on aqaid and belief. And the reason is this, that aqaid, the kitab of aqaid is the Quran Kareem. And through the Quran Kareem, the aqaid, who Allah is, who Rasul is, who Akhirat is, all everything is mentioned there. To recognize Allah, a person cannot recognize Allah Ta'ala without the Quran Kareem. So there is where Allah Ta'ala also, Tawheed Khalis and every sort of customs that we have, so many customs we have in our lives, because of the mahal, because of environment, because of weakness of iman. So Deoband is that every sort of custom that is there, all those customs and completely come out of our lives. We know that our Aqabirin are so strict on it, that even in certain things where there was leeway, where we know as far as Walima is from Olam Walo Vishatin, then Walo Vishatin, many Muhaddithin is Walo Vishatin, that he can go maximum up to one goat. Hazrat Manni Rahmatullah was of the view, in any Walima, if there was more than one goat, he never used to attend that Walima. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah, all his daughters, their nikahs were performed by Hazrat Manni Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah is Ma'amul was this, that if the maid is more than Mary Fatimi, he would refuse to perform the nikah. So when one of the daughters was getting married, and you know, as far as mehr is concerned, you can give more to Atidu Mintar and Minmalin, that Quran Kareem says that it can be more to. And of course, they also does, particularly in those places where tribal system exists, what the Khandani mehr is. In other church, Khandan, the mehr is much more. And as the Shaykh wanted Hazrat Manni to perform the nikah, Hazrat Manni found out the nikah, but he was married, he refused to perform the nikah. And he said, my ma'amul is this, up to what, Mehdi Fati may perform, more than that I'm not prepared to perform. Now the Sheikh said, if you go to perform the nikah, from today our khandans here will be Mehdi Fati. That was Mizaj al-Shariat. It's not a non-permissible momiyat, but that was any sort of rasam. They were so stern on it. Life as far as possible, according to sunnat, in those sunnat also, which was not regarded directly as part of deen. That was a type of aqeed and belief they have. So the second thing was this, tamam rusuan se bachte hue, tawheed-e-khali par iman ho. This tawheed-e-khali is so important. There's so many hadith are there where Nabi alayhi wasallam says, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ اِسْتَمَعُوا أَلَا أَيَّنْفَوْكَ بِشَيْنْ لَمْ يَنْفَوْكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْنْ بَنْكَ تَتْوَلَّهُ لَكُمْ. Man and jinn, former and latter, all get together. And they want to be of benefit to you. They can never be of any benefit to you except that Allah Ta'ala has ordained for you. And if man and jinn get together, former and latter, and they want to harm you of certain things, they can never harm you except that Allah Ta'ala has ordained for you. And he said, you die without this aqidah, then you die. Four sahabis read this particular hadith. Long hadith, longer than that. And all four say, if you die without this, then you die without iman. So, nafa and nuqsan, it's absolutely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Control of everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a different matter. That Allah ta'ala likes the akabirin so much that if someone is harmed to them, then Allah ta'ala takes his revenge on behalf of the akabirin. But the work is done by Allah Ta'ala. You know, it comes in hadith that there are two gunas so severe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or hadith, it says that very far, it is harb, that means war. And war makes with the enemy. One is dealing interest, where Allah says in the Quran, like my father, no, be harbim min Allah Rasulim. And one is hadith, the Qudsi, where Nabi alayhi salam says, man azani waliyan azantu bil harb. Where Allah Ta'ala says, that if you cause any harm to any of my wali, then Elan is jung on me. Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullah writes in Faizul Bari that I had some, I want to understand this hadith, I saw one incident too, then this cleared up the hadith for me, that there was one person, one buzruk of a particular time, and there were some people used to always condemn this particular buzruk. One day, as they were condemning another buzruk, said, why take your revenge quickly? But he could not take the revenge, and he saw that fire came and destroyed these people. Although the ulama write that at the time of partition, there were certain people in Punjab that did great harm to Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali, and then massacre started in those places. Hazrat Raifuri came to Hazrat Madni and said, all this is happening because of you. He said, Hazrat, what did I do? He said, so much wrong was done to you, had you taken revenge, Allah would have taken revenge. When you did not take revenge, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking revenge. So this is a very, very important thing. Man azani waliyan, awa akabirin, awa buzrugan al-deen. We just speak about them as we like, take off of our tongues. That is inviting war from Allah ta'ala's side. Hidayah will not enter our hearts. We can disagree on a certain matter, that is a different matter. But to say something regarding akabirin, buzrugan al-deen, where it will affect our iman, it's very, 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 very extremely dangerous. Very, very dangerous. So Allah Ta'ala granted the tawfiq also to be very careful as far as that is concerned. The third thing is this, that Nabi Kareem Sun ki muhabbat, har muhabbat par ghalib ho. That the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam supersedes the love of the whole creation. And we see our qabirin, they had this in there completely. That the love of Nabi, ittibai sunnat, ittibai sunnah in those matters too, which is not directly linked with deen. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu hadith, we know is very, very famous in Bukhari, that whenever he used to travel between Makkah, Mukarramah, and Medina Tayyibah, then there are certain places he used to get off the camel and make as he's passing urine. And to get on a camel and get off the camel, not used to be very easy. It's a very difficult matter. One of the khuddam asked him, Hazrat, you making an action of urine, there's no urine, why are you getting off? He said, when I traveled on this route with my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, these are places where my beloved Nabi made istinja. I do not have the urge of istinja, but at least the least I can do is make the shakal of istinja, make the shape of istinja. It divides sunnah they had to that particular level. That is why Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah says, that means, mere piyare, har sunnah ko lalchawi aksa dekho. Every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, look at this, Ya Allah, I will make amal on this. And some that we cannot make amul our weakness, at least make istighfar and tawbah. But don't ever regard any other way better than sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are gunagar, we are sinful. We may be doing certain sins and that, we may be certain weaknesses, we do something else. But any sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, don't ever disregard the smallest sunnah. Smallest sunnah disregarding can take our iman away. Not only smallest sunnah will take our iman, in fact, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh once was saying, should I not show you an amal that amal can make deprive a person of kalima at a time of death? And this is a very, very difficult time. No sahabi took his husn khatiba for granted. No tabi'in took his husn khatiba for granted. No Zughani Deen took his husn khatiba for granted. That is, we all should worry at all times. So they told him, Hazrat, he said, yes, Hazrat, show us what is it. He said that if you smallest guna, if you have smallest guna, disregard for it, that can make you mahroom of iman at the time of death. And today, how many gunas we do, it does not even strike about them. How many sunnahs we disregard? And don't give importance to the particular sunnah. If we have that solved, then we are looking for trouble. So that is why that firm yaqeen must be that my only way is the beloved sunnah of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to learn the sunnahs, make dua to Allah ta'ala. And for our shortcoming, we make istighfar and tawbah. As long as we regard our wrong as wrong, only the door of tawbah will be open. And this is what now our young ulama, the challenge we have outside, every day there's a different fitna. And every day the shariat is being turned in different ways. Compromise made in shariat. Our akabirin did their work. Our akabirin in this country did their work. Maktabs were necessary. They established the maktabs. They established the masjid. They saw that we learned our basic deen. Now, of course, the challenges have gone beyond because the technology is coming, where evil, definitely, that's where a person wonders why Allah Ta'ala says regarding Sharad and Qamar, Ismuhum Akbaru bin Nafihima. Then all the technology that we see, definitely the harm of it is far greater than the benefit it is. The challenge is that the doubts are being put in the hearts of people at all times. And the doubt, once it comes to our heart, the work that our ulama have, the young ulama have behavior, that your work is to God now, bring the pristine deen, and whatever challenges there will be, we stick firmly on it. You will be little in number. But the Quran Kareem says that Nabi alayhi salam was also little in number. Wallahu akram man filat yudhillu kan sabilillah. If we follow the majority will be blissful. We don't look at binary majority. We look at haq and batil. We look at what is right and what is wrong. What is the shariat and what is not the shariat. So that is very, very important. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to the extent. Further, as Mufti Sahib said, the zindagi ka har shoba sunnat se munawwar ho. Very, very important. If you look at Hakim Sahib also, all our kabeen, so much stress that what is the sunnat tariqa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in every aspect of our life. And as far as possible, learn the sunnat and bring the sunnat in our life. Today our condition is we eat also, we forgot to read the du'as that we should be reading. We enter the masjid, we forget to enter the... We come to the masjid, tahitul masjid, etc. We forgot to read. How many things are there? There is every du'a is there. The du'as are great protection for mankind. Shaitan can only be protected if Allah's help is with us. And Allah's help, you know, there are two types of zikr. One is the askari masunah. By making my askari masunah, inshallah, a great part of our suluk will go through. Because we will be reminding ourselves Allah Ta'ala, we will be making shukr to Allah Ta'ala at all the times. How many times you come out from the toilet, that we don't ever make shukr. We don't make shukr with our tongue too. There is a dialysis that works. How many times it works, the urine, past urine, our istinja, etc. Allah makes it so easy. If you go to the hospital and see what great difficulty people are going through just to pass one drop of urine. Some of them, how much they have to pay, and then to what you call the kidneys not get flooded as cleaned as they should get cleaned. And Allah makes it possible for us. We eating, how many people cannot eat? We digesting our food. We getting up in the morning. We going, how many millions of ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So this askari masunah is so important. And usually the word is Bismillah is there. And one, two small words with it. And Alhamdulillah in them. If there's a little taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, to the extent when a person goes to his family also, today so many people have problems with their children. One reason is this too. The Imam of Allah is not taken. Shaitan is partaking of the food too, and Shaitan is partaking when we meet our families too. Then the effect of Shaitan will come. So very, very important. that everything, what the sunnah, what my Nabi did, the dua is that we will read. That is very important for each and everyone. And as ulama that are reading, these are the things, the simple things we have to bring the people's life, into our lives too, and people's lives too. Shariat is very, very easy. We have made Shariat very difficult. And then, of course, very, very important is emulating Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then, of course, the Sahaba kiram. The dignity and honor of Sahaba kiram of every Sahaba is of paramount importance. Further target is made, Hazrat Mawlana Ishaq Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi said, that the disbelievers, the first target they make the ulama-i kiram. And the ulama-i kiram, there are two types. One is their genuine weaknesses, and one is the ulama who don't have really genuine weaknesses. But their objective is this, to take the etimad out of the people's heart of the ulama-i haq. When the etimad of the ulama-i haq go, they are too strict, they are too ardent, they are like this. Then secondly, they go to akabirin, a'imma-i mujtahideen they go to, and create doubt in the mind of a'imma-i mujtahideen. And we look at a'imma-i mujtahideen's life, all of them get great sacrifice for the sake of deen. Their taqwa, where can we even imagine the taqwa? We know in the time of Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, a goat got stolen. Imam Sahib rahmatullahi found out for how long does a goat stay alive, 4 years, some say 7 years. Then there Imam Sahib did not touch meat of goat for the next 4 to 7 years, so it must not happen that that goat that got stolen or lost, that did not belong to over, that meat must come into my body, it doesn't affect my taqwa. If you look at the dealings of Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, an ordinary lady comes, he was a very, very big dealer in silk, etc. And she has something there to sell. And Imam asked, what the price you want? She said, so much. He said, no, more, more. He said, don't joke with me, Imam. What do you want to buy it, buy it. He said, no, this thing's value is much more than that. And I appear tomorrow on a day of Qiyamah, I knew the value of this, and I took advantage of your ignorance. And I underpaid you for it. Although she was happy for a little money too. But his taqwa was this, he was thinking of the akhirat, how I present to Allah Ta'ala, that I took advantage of somebody's ignorance who did not know what the price of that particular article is. And then we know Imam Hanifuram was in jail. One rewrite his pastor in jail too. And he was flogged for one reason, put in jail and persecuted for one reason. He was not prepared to accept a qaza of that particular time. And he passed away, one rewrite in jail he passed away. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi on one masla, on masla kira, he was dragged in a Medina Tayyaba. And we know Imam Malik rahmatullahi also passed away in that particular way. And Imam Muhammad ibn Hanbal is so famous that the lashes is to be given, they said that the lash is given to a very, very strong elephant, that elephant will not withstand the pain of that lash. And he is also matter was on Khalq Quran, was not prepared to make any sort of sacrifice, any sort of compromise as far as deen is concerned. So these A'imma-i Mujtahideen, they went to great difficulties. Our Akabirin, they carried on. They went through these difficulties for the sake of protecting the deen. They protected the deen without any compromise. They went through difficulties. They went to jail. They were persecuted. What did they go through? But they did not let the flag of Iman, let the flag of Islam in any way wave of them. Now it is our talaba, our young talaba in this madaris that we are reading. It is your chance now. Our elders in this country also did great things for the sake of deen. They know they never compromised. If you go to Peel, there is one masjid they will see that half the bridge is built. And then God stopped them. At that particular time, the government of that time got fatwas from different parts of the Arab world that you can break a masjid and replace a masjid somewhere else. Our Buzurgani Deen and the elders stood firm at that point. They did not make the hukumat end happy. They stood firm that this cannot happen. And Allah gave him success. That's why we see in those places where in pre-apartheid time, wherever masjid were, alhamdulillah, all those masjid got saved. They are there too, inshallah Allah will make them Ahmadud people there. But had our Akabirin made a compromise and said, well, this fatwa is there, there is some sort of leeway, they said, then all these masjid were in broken down. So in this country too, our previous ulama, they are a great example how they protected the deen, how they were firm on deen. A'imma-i Mujtahideen were there, etc. We know today we have great challenges. In fact, yesterday what has happened in Palestine also, it's something that shakes our heart in that. And also we see that throughout the world, even from our ummah side, that jazba is not there. Today we can condemn Hajjaj bin Yusuf. But let us understand that in the time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, one lady was taken in sin. And this was brought to his nature, to his ilm, to his knowledge. He could not sit in peace until he sent his young son-in-law, who was in his under 20, Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullahi alayhi. And he went to sin, and he took revenge from this particular Hindu, who was taking the honor and respect of one Muslim sister in that particular place. Today, thousands are losing their honor in Islam. What is happening? Where are these people? That is why one of the things that they revealed it, they collapse the Khilafah. The object of Khilafah was that if any Muslim anywhere in the world is in any difficulty, then it was the duty of the Khalifa of time to take note of it and bring some sort of peace to the Muslim people then. Today what is happening in Palestine, what is happening in India, what is happening in Sudan, what is happening in any part of the world, because of that Khilafat and that rarity, Imani not being the rulers, that kuffar take advantage, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Yushikul Imam Tada alaykum tada al qasad ala aklihim. A time will come that the rare Muslim will take advantage of you and invite over the Dastrakhan, you take this part, you take this part, you take this part. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, min killatin yawmin ya Rasulullah, we will be very little in number. Because now we are little and they fear, Nabi alayhi salam, that you will be many in number. وَلَكِنُّمْ غُثَانْ كَغُثَانْ is same. But the condition of the ummah will be like the forms of the sea, have nothing in it. We have outward deen and the reality of iman will not be in our heart. And then Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah will take out the awe of you that in the heart of an enemy. وَلَيَكْفِفَنُّمْ الْوَحَنْ. And Allah will put one in your heart. He asked, what is one, Ya Rasulullah? فَرْمَا حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَقَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of the dunya and the dislike of death. When this comes here in the ummah, then this will be the condition. So in today we know what great difficulties we are in Palestine too, in other parts of the world. Palestine, that very place, which is our third Qibla to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, first he entered. And then we know, after the Crusaders are carrying on, we can see the whole Western world is united. And they've reached a stage that is worse than a person can ever imagine. Like Allah Ta'ala says, Kal annam wal adal. That your baby is not even born and that baby is persecuted and they say we are doing the right thing. Where thousands of small innocent children are killed. Thousands have been assassinated. Thousands have been maimed daily. People standing up in the line for the sake of food they are bombed to, which is against all norm values, but for Muslims it doesn't appear. So after the Crusaders took Baitul Muqaddas again, then we know that Imdadullah Zangi rahmatullah alayhi, he took an oath, I will not rest under a roof until I do not free Baitul Muqaddas. He passed away, his son Nuruddin Zangi rahmatullah, then he took over the reins. He also passed away, and then Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah was part of the army, Allah had put it in his hand, and he. So today again we look for some Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi. And Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi always to say, if there are people who love the akhirat and death more than dunya, then nothing in the world, today we say no technology can do any harm to them. And we can see what happened in Afghanistan, all the technology is on site. And even here in Baitul Maqaddas, if you look at it, the Mujahideen, they haven't won the war from the Mujahideen point of view. They are indiscriminate bombing among normal people, among innocent people. But as far as Mujahideen is concerned, they are complete loss as far as that is concerned. And we saw in Afghanistan too, that more than 50 countries of the world, how they to leave and run from Afghanistan, when a small band of people stayed in Iman, Antumul Alawna in Kudnu Mumineen, Allah Ta'ala himself says, you stay, persevere on deen, you stay on deen, you make no compromise for the sake of deen. What compromise they wanted? The compromise they wanted that at that time to hand over a Muslim brother, we know that they wanted to hand him over. A group of ulama, senior ulama went from Pakistan even to speak to Mullah Umar Rahman at that time was living. And he said that for the first time after so many years we've seen some sort of Islamic shape coming. Their only request is to hand this Muslim brother over. Hand him over, you will have peace here. Hazrat Umar Salimullah Khan Sahib Rahman says that answer Mullah Umar gave us, I wish that my floor would have collapsed him. Then first he said that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, what answer will we give if they tell us that Allah Ta'ala tells us, why did you hand over an innocent Muslim brother to Kuffar? I know they want to bomb Afghanistan too. And I know that as far as the bomb is concerned, we do not have the means at the moment from the material point of view, from the military point of view to fight them. And I know what is coming after this. But my important that the object is not this country, the object is deen, the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second thing telling that as far as kuffar are concerned, you tell me, you give me a guarantee, this is one request we have, then tomorrow the Nabi has a request. As the monastery said that we couldn't. He said, then how can we, on what face will have in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah for handing a Muslim brother? This mulk can go, this place can go, the bombing will withstand. But on the day of Qiyamah, what will be our condition? So that is what you call the crux of the matter is that Hazrat Mawlana Fazlullah Khan Sahib will say that that Kitabul Iman has taught for more than 50 years. Today I have seen what Iman is. That no what you call compromise as far as deen is concerned. The object is not mulk, the object is not mal, the object is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our young ulama, that is what we have to work away from. That is what the fikr we have to burn to ours. Don't look at halat and become what you call affected by halat around us and then start making small compromises. One compromise will lead to another compromise. Allah grant me also the tawfiq, inshallah. Allah accept all our ulama of graduating also. That the fikr of Nabi al-Islam, the fikr of Akabirin, the tariq of Akabirin, bring into our lives, inshallah. And that jazba comes, inshallah, the Siddiq Akbar jazba. Can deen be increased and I'm alive? And according to the sunnah of Nabi al-Islam, whatever challenges. But it will only help if our taluk with Allah is correct. That is why tazkiyah is also necessary. And tazkiyah is not something that Abu Zubayn al-Din did. The tazkiyah for Nabi al-Islam, to zakkihim is coming in the Quran al-Karim. It is the work of Nabi al-Islam. When the taluk with Allah will be there, and inshallah when the imani kafir will come, then the sacrifice will be easy. And if taluk with Allah will be not there, then we will become very, very affected by the halat and conditions around us. And then we will make a small, small, get look for some fatwa somewhere. And small, small, will, things will now start, let go as far as deen is concerned. And make compromises in deen. And in the end, we'll make compromises of iman to Allah protect me and Allah protect all of us. And Allah accept all the love, excellent effort of the Mawlana Asadiza Kiramiya. And Allah bring every madrasa day on the sahih manaj of ulama Ijuban. And that all our talaba have the sifat in them. Where inshallah the halat that is outside, with this sifat, Allah will make it very, very easy. Without this sifat, it will become difficult. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.